listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
When you're done praying a prayer, do you often pray saying those words, in Jesus' name? What does that even mean? Let me talk to you about that today, reading to you from Acts chapter 3, verse 16, where we read this, Peter speaking, "And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Now, here, Peter was preaching to an excited crowd. And as he did so, he felt that he had to explain to them how a man was actually healed. After all, here was a man who was probably a well-known beggar at the temple courts. And we don't know if he was well-liked, but after begging in the same place for many years, he was probably well-known. When the one who could not walk was now walking and jumping and praising God, well, it demanded an explanation. So Peter told them how the man was healed. Those words from verse 16 say this, "He was healed in the name of Jesus, his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong." Peter said that it was in the name of Jesus that this man had been made whole. Jesus was the reason that he could walk, jump, and praise God. Now, to say those words, in his name, through faith in his name, that means more than that Peter said the words in Jesus' name. As I said before, many people have the custom of ending their prayer with the words in Jesus' name. That's based on the promise that Jesus made that we find recorded in John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. Jesus said this, "And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." Now, the custom of saying in Jesus' name at the end of every prayer is based on that promise of Jesus from John chapter 14. But to do something or to say something in Jesus' name means far more than to say those words at the end of our prayer. For Peter, it meant that he consciously did this work of healing the man in the authority and power of Jesus, not in the authority and power of Peter. In fact, Peter would not even take credit for the faith that was exercised in the healing of the man. He says this, "Yes, the faith which comes through him," meaning Jesus, "has given this lame man perfect soundness." You see, when we talk about this, we understand that in biblical thinking, a name isn't just something that you call someone. The name can express a person's nature or character. There's a sense in which the power of a person is present in their name, and their character is available in the name of the person. So Peter insisted that this amazing miracle was done through faith in his name. And this should be a pattern for us in our life for God. When we, as God's people, really do good in this world, we should do it through faith in his name. I suppose we're always tempted to do things trusting in something or in someone else. We often trust in good intentions. We often trust in talents and gifts. We often trust in material resources like money. We often trust in reputation and in prior success. We often trust in hard work or smart work. Instead, we must always trust in and do good through faith in the name of Jesus. So today, make a choice to live in and to do good in Jesus' name, not your own.
Thanks. Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.